the offense and Ryan running everything, how nice was that kind of to be a part of and watch, to see him set the franchise record, 6 touchdowns, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, I think he executed the game plan well, and so the whole offense, really from, you know, it starts with the offensive line and, you know, what they were able to do to provide some time. I think that's kind of the objective. So it was good to see him execute, you know, what we wanted to.
Was that kind of what you guys have been building with for months with him, just ideally to try and get to that point?
Yeah, I think that, you know, there were certain looks that we were able to, you know, to make plays on. And, you know, certainly it wasn't given to us. You know, I think we earned it, and certainly that's kind of what we're working for each week. And, you know, we got another challenge this week.
Practice last week that he was going to have maybe not as big a game as he had, but that he was going to have a good game?
I wish I could do that easily. But, you know, he practiced well, and we always say you know, you prepare how you practice, and then you practice pretty much how you play. And what you put out there on Sunday is usually a reflection of how you practice during the week. And you know, looking back on it, he had a great week of practice, and really so did the whole unit. So I think that's kind of the goal this week, too.
What do you think about him being named Player of the Week?
It's a good honor, you know, and in our room, it's really, you know, in the rearview mirror. That's kind of how we look at it. But it was a great accomplishment, and he earned it. And, you know, it's really a testament to the whole unit, really, from that aspect.
How's Dad doing?
You know, he's progressing, and, you know, today was a you know, better than what it was last week at this time, obviously. And that's all we can ask, is just keep putting stuff in front of him and try to move forward. And he's done that, you know, in a week. And now it's going to be just, you know, another week of third down, another week of red zone, and, you know, putting what he knows in our terminology and just trying to keep moving forward.
How's Tom Savage doing?
And, I mean, you know, between the two, they're just competing. And, you know, what reps they get, they're going to try to execute out there. And then, you know, we'll make those decisions at the end of the week.
If you had to throw a fan into a game, would you feel comfortable doing it?
I think that, you know, from at the end of the week, we just have to make our evaluation as far as which one of the two we feel most comfortable with. And if it's Thad, then, you know, what plays he's executed. And from a protection standpoint, a run game standpoint, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, we're going to check off. And then we'll have his box, you know, that if he's in the game, these are the kind of the plays that we're executing. You know, we want to bring him up to speed, but, you know, certainly I don't think we can ask him to do what we've asked really someone who's been here since really the spring of last year.
George, with all the weapons you have in offense and all the guys that you practice every day, and all of a sudden you put J.J. Watt into a game, what's that like for you on the sideline, kind of watching J.J. go in, roll out, and catch a touchdown?
Yeah, well, those are plays that we've executed in practice and we've worked really hard at. We spent a lot of time on them, and, you know, it's good to see that they work on game day. But, you know, there's some plays that really don't look good in practice that we haven't thrown out there. So it's, you know, it's happened to be the right ones that we put out there.
You mean a play that J.J. didn't make?
Yeah, or I think from a unit standpoint.
Arian limited any at all?
I mean, with Arian, you know, we'll just see how it goes each day. And he's day-to-day like always. And I think, you know, he did what we expected him to do on Sunday. And that was encouraging because, you know, to be off for a little while, there's, you know, there's some ball security things that you have to worry about. You haven't been hit in a while or cutting in line practice or live game. So, you know, it's always good to see him out there because, you know, 23 is a big part of our offense.
Like, his cutting ability looked just normal.
Yeah, I mean, I think the defensive coaches, too, are onto his cutting ability, and they're going to build some things onto, you know, to try to stop him and take him out of the game, and we got to do some things to counter that, too. So, you know, it's a two-way street as far as just progressing with Arian and building him to where he's, you know, 100% out there and really putting out what we feel is, you know, the best product out there.
Thank you.